Welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society, Ontario's premier no-kill shelter.
My society.
My society.
Burlington Humane is my society.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. My name's Doug, and I'm coming to you from beautiful Burlington, Ontario. On this episode of Burlington Humane, we will talk with Devin Perrin from Healthy Pets, a company that connects pet owners with veterinarians online. We will read about a story in the Burlington Post where a dog was bitten by a coyote. And we will learn all about ginger tabbies. So stay with us for this and much more on Burlington Humane. As a doting pet owner, whenever my pet is under the weather, I never know how serious it is or whether or not I should bring my pet into the vet. I talked with Devin Perrin from Healthy Pets, who connects pet owners with veterinarians for an online consultation. I'm here with Devin Perrin from Healthy Pets. Welcome, Devin, to Burlington Humane.
Hi, Doug. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about Healthy Pets.
Yeah, for sure. So Healthy Pets connects pet owners with veterinarians via video chat on demand. So Healthy Pets was formed late 2016 by our founder, Emma Harris. She was inspired by her yellow lab named Bo. Bo had chronic health issues, both minor and major, and she found it really difficult to access reliable pet health information online. So she was really never sure whether her worry warranted a trip to the vet or if she was just being an overly concerned dog mother.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's a lot of pet owners that are just like that. Like, how serious is my pet sneezing? Do I need to be concerned? And Google can only get you so far.
That's exactly it. And the way it works, you simply visit healthypets.io and you sign up for a pet profile. And once your profile is created, you will have access to the veterinarians on our platform. You will then be able to connect to your current veterinarian if they are on our platform or a veterinarian nearest you.
So it's almost like veterinarian on demand.
Exactly.
So if I log in and I have a question, does a veterinarian come online right away?
So you'll have to look at the availability of the veterinarians and you can see their schedule. So usually it's a 15-minute time span and you can book your appointment and then away you go and ask away.
Wow, that's amazing. So what are the benefits then for this?
The benefits are many pet owners are really unsure whether or not an in-clinic visit is necessary when something seems out of the ordinary with their pets. So through our platform, we take the uncertainty out of the equation and we really provide peace of mind for our pet owners at a fraction of the cost.
So the next question, what is the cost for something like that? Sounds expensive.
It's not at all. It's $35 an appointment and each appointment lasts about 15 minutes.
Well, that's not bad at all. Yeah. And so is it a more than just a consultation?
So what it is, it's really to see if it warrants an in-clinic visit. So it'll provide peace of mind, and then the veterinarian will triage as necessary, whether it's, you know, this is serious, let's get the pet in as soon as possible, or it really is, you know, this will go away overnight.
So then if I confer with the veterinarian online at Healthy Pets and it warrants me going to the veterinary office, does Healthy Pets coordinate with my veterinarian, or do I do that myself, or how does that linkage happen?
Yeah, so if you are connecting to the veterinarian, at the end of the consult, their information will come up. So where they're located, phone number, the veterinarians at that clinic. So you can either go to that clinic if that is your current clinic, Or if you do have a veterinarian that isn't on our platform, you can go there.
Okay. And where is this happening? Where is it operating right now?
Right now, we are in the GTA, but next year, by the end of 2018, we are probably going to be expanding out of Ontario, hopefully, and across the East and West Coast.
Great. And I hear you're partnering with Burlington Humane.
Yes, we are. And we're so excited. What that will look like is we are offering a 10% discount promotional code for all adopters to use our platform.
All people who are adopting an animal from Burlington Humane, they'll get a flyer in their adoption package and then they just take it from there.
Yeah. So what they'll do is they will visit healthypets.io. They'll create a pet profile and they will put in their promotional code and that will take the 10% off the $35.
What a great deal.
Yeah, it is. So we're hoping to get the word out. And, you know, we really did want to partner up with local humane societies.
And I understand that you appeared on Dragon's Den.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we were on Dragon's Den and we made a deal with Arlene Dickinson. So we're really excited to have her as one of our partners.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
So this can really provide peace of mind for a pet owner.
Absolutely. And that really was Emma's inspiration. We always joke around that her dog, Bo, is her chief inspiration officer.
That's great. Well, Devin, thank you so much for joining us here on Burlington Humane.
Thanks so much for having me, Doug. It was a lot of fun.
And good luck. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Healthy pets can really provide pet owners with that peace of mind, knowing how serious their pet's condition is. And Burlington Humane is partnering with Healthy Pets to put the guesswork out of taking care of your pet.
Are you looking for good quality items at an affordable cost? Do you want to purchase to make a difference? Then come to The Loft and The Attic, Burlington Humane Society secondhand stores. We offer gentle use items at unbelievable prices and 100% of the proceeds goes to helping the animals at the Burlington Humane Society. The Loft is located at the Burlington Humane Society at 740 Griffith Court, and The Attic is located right downtown at 479 John Street. And if you have gentle use items that you would like to donate, we take glass, china, clothes, books, and many other items. Our secondhand stores are run completely by volunteers, which may be another way that you can help. For complete information about The Loft in the Attic, visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca. Come visit us at The Loft and Attic to purchase your secondhand items and make a difference to the animals at Burlington Humane.
In the May 3rd edition of the Burlington Post, there was a news article with the headline, Burlington Man Calls for Action After Dog Bitten by Coyote. Golden Retriever Confronted by Two Coyotes in Backyard. Article written by David Lee. A Burlington man says his dog is lucky to be alive after being confronted by a pair of coyotes in his backyard. Chris Walker, whose fenced Goodrum Drive property backs onto a ravine, says the incident took place April 1st at around 9 a.m. He had let his golden retriever, Murphy, out into the backyard and was in the kitchen when he realized something went wrong. I heard him make this weird noise he makes when he's startled by something. I looked out and saw two coyotes were there and had him backed up to the wall, said Walker. I kind of panicked, like, oh my God, there's coyotes in my backyard attacking my dog. Despite being worried about the coyotes potentially getting inside the house, Walker opened the back door and got his dog inside. The one coyote left right away. It jumped back over the fence, easily clearing the 4-foot chain-linked fence like it was nothing, said Walker. The other coyote kind of just stood there and stared at me. I decided I had to flush him out, so I opened the door and started walking towards it. It just kind of lingered, looked at me, urinated on the lawn, grabbed my dog's rawhide, and jumped over the fence. It was only a few moments later, when Walker was talking to a neighbor about what had happened, that he noticed Murphy was bleeding. A trip to an emergency veterinary revealed Murphy had been bitten on one of his hind legs. Walker said the wound required some stitches and some medication to prevent infection, but ultimately could have been worse. He said Murphy does not appear to have suffered any permanent injuries and has no issue walking. Walker says he has had multiple experiences with coyotes in his neighborhood since that day. One or two days later, he said the coyotes returned. This time Walker was in the backyard with his dog and the coyotes stayed on the other side of the fence. There was no panic, no fear. They just kind of walked back down into the ravine and onto the other side. Then they just laid down and looked at me while I was out there trying to make noise and shoo them away, he said. About a week later, Walker was walking Murphy along nearby Spruce Avenue in the vicinity of the ravine when he noticed a woman frantically waving at him. It wasn't until Walker got closer that he heard her yell, "There's a coyote behind you!" The Goodrum resident said he turned to discover a coyote about 20 feet behind him, apparently shadowing him and Murphy. Walker pulled out the air horn he had been advised to carry and blasted the coyote repeatedly, which caused it to cross the street, but no further. The situation was resolved when a neighbor chased the animal away. Walker said the incident continued April 19th when a neighbor's dog was attacked while a family member was present. He said the dog was bitten, but not hard enough to break the skin. On April 22nd, Walker says the same neighbor's 13-year-old daughter was in her backyard when a coyote approached and chased her into the house. I think a lot of people don't feel safe in their own yards now, said Walker. They are aggressive. They're not something that is in the ravine and that's it. They are literally coming out after people and coming after dogs. Walker said these incidents have been reported to Burlington Animal Control. However, he said he's frustrated by the lack of action. While Walker didn't spell out exactly what he wants to see happen, he says these coyotes need to be removed. I really do think there is going to be a tragedy somewhere, said Walker. I think this is a public safety dilemma, to be honest. If there was a neighbor who had an aggressive dog, this would be dealt with. There's rules against that. They put dogs down that bite people. How are the rules any different for a wild animal? I guess they are, but if the danger is there, the danger's there. People should come first. When reached for comment, City of Burlington Animal Control Supervisor Dave Lake said he is aware of the situation in the Goodrum Drive area. He said he believes a coyote den site is in that area and the behavior displayed by the coyotes is consistent with them trying to protect that site. The attacks on large dogs, Lake said, are about the coyotes trying to remove a threat from what they see as their territory. Other wildlife experts have advised not to turn your back or run from a coyote, as its instinct would be to give chase. He said residents need to accompany their dogs when they go outside and called on people to remove anything from their outdoor area that might attract coyotes, including pet food, fruit from trees, or accumulated feed from bird feeders. He said clearing property of brush and putting trash out on pickup day instead of the night before will also lessen a coyote's interest in an area. Anytime we've been involved, there's a food source of some kind. It could be something as simple as a bird feeder, said Lake. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but when you feed the birds and you don't clean up around the area, you attract the mice, the voles, the squirrels, the raccoons, and hence the coyotes. He also said animal control officers have confronted the coyotes in the Goodrum area and found they will retreat when approached by humans. Lake emphasized that if people feel their lives are in immediate danger, they can contact 911. He also said if they feel unsafe, they can hire a licensed trapper to operate solely on their property. Lake questioned the effectiveness of the lethal solution, noting coyotes are territorial, meaning that if a coyote in one territory is destroyed, another will simply move in and claim the available territory. Lake said, while animal control will haze, scare coyotes to try and make them less likely to approach people, and educate residents on how to get rid of things on their property that attract coyotes, he said the city of Burlington is not in the business of trapping or relocating coyotes. He said relocation is also not an option, as moving a coyote more than 1 kilometer is illegal under the provincial law due to the potential spread of disease. Lake said the situation is significantly different from one involving an aggressive dog because it involves wildlife, which no one owns. He said there is also an explanation for the behavior being exhibited and precautions people can take to improve their own safety and that of their pets. We've identified things people need to do, but the problem is people just wanted the problem to be gone, said Lake. To report an aggressive, sick, or injured coyote, or just a coyote sighting, call 905-335-3030. Dave Lake from Burlington Animal Control gave some really good hints to prevent attracting coyotes. Clean up excessive brush from your property. Clean up any spilt bird seed around bird feeders so smaller creatures are not attracted. And get rid of any food sources like pet food, fruit, or garbage. And if you do see a coyote, you can report it by calling 905-335-3030. You can do a lot to prevent coyotes from staying around your area.
Burlington Humane would love to help you celebrate your special day. Your guests will be impressed with a thoughtful, generous donation for all the animals at BHS in place of costly guest favors. Along with a tax receipt, we will create a beautiful certificate that you can display at your reception, letting your guests know that instead of favors, you have generously donated to the Burlington Humane Society, one of Ontario's no-kill animal shelters. Following your big day, send us your favorite wedding photo and we will post it on our Facebook page to share your generosity and help us toast the brides.
Canada, and indeed all of the Commonwealth, is in a frenzy with royal excitement as His Royal Highness Prince Harry marries Meghan Markle. As everyone knows, Prince Harry is a ginger with orange locks. So in this episode, we are celebrating ginger cats, specifically orange tabbies. Here's our adoption counselor, Kate Ellis, to tell us about these fascinating cats.
Orange tabbies.
Tabby cats come in all colors, but in celebration of the upcoming royal wedding of Prince Harry, we will talk about ginger or tabby cats today. Orange tabbies, sometimes known as marmalade, are of particular interest because all orange cats are, in fact, tabbies. Even if their markings are faint, they are there. However, while all orange cats are tabbies, not every tabby is orange. About 80% of all orange tabby cats are male. It's interesting that coat patterns, color, and gender are all related. Now, all cats have individual personalities. However, orange tabbies have the reputation of being both very vocal and great companions. So let's talk about some famous orange tabby cats. First, we have Garfield, the world's most famous cartoon orange tabby. Then we have Audrey Hepburn, who starred in the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's with an orange tabby named Orange. In politics, we have Winston Churchill, who was Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. His love of orange tabbies was well documented. Finally, there's Morris, an orange tabby who became the world's first spokescat for the cat food company Nine Lives and has been one of the most recognizable tabby faces in the United States since 1969. The current Morris is the fifth to represent the brand. Orange tabbies, cat lovers' favorite.
And now it's time for news and events.
Be sure to sign up for our professional activity day camps on June 1st. These camps are appropriate for children between the ages of 6 and 8 years of age. You can get more information and download the registration form on our website. Professional activity days are coming up, but space is limited, so don't miss out. Register today.
Sign up for our Burlington Humane Kids Club. If your young animal enthusiast is between the age of 8 and 12, this is the club for you. Summer is full, and we are currently registering for our 10-week fall session. Check out our website for all the latest.
Are you newly engaged? Congratulations! Why not include Burlington Humane in your special day by participating in weddings with Burlington Humane? In lieu of costly favors, consider making a donation to your favorite no-kill shelter. Make your special day that much more special. Weddings with Burlington Humane.
Join us on Canada Day, July 1st, at Spencer Smith Park as Burlington Humane takes part in the Burlington Canada Day festivities. We will have a booth and coloring pages for the kids. Be sure and come down and say hello and help celebrate Canada Day with Burlington Humane. Well, that's it for this episode of Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. I want to thank our guests, Devin Perrin from Healthy Pets, and Kate Ellis, who shared with us some fun facts about ginger tabbies. Be sure to subscribe to Burlington Humane on iTunes. We are located at 740 Griffith Court in Burlington, Ontario. You can visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca or give us a call at 905-637-7325. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you for joining us. My name is Doug. We'll see you next time on Burlington Humane. Bye-bye.
Oh.
My Society. My Society.
Burlington Humane is my society.